Further delay is needed on Frank motion. The Atlanta Journal, Wednesday, the 15th of October, 1913, page 1, columns 4 and 5. Solicitor, back from Valdosta, says he can't be ready Saturday to answer fully. The new trial motion solicitor. General Hugh M. Dorsey arrived in Atlanta Wednesday morning from Valdosta, where he has spent 10 days quietly working on the motion of Leo M. Frank for a new trial. Mr. Dorsey reluctantly states that he does not see how it will be possible for him to get ready for the argument of the motion by Saturday, when it is scheduled for a hearing before Judge L.S. Roan of the Stone Mountain Circuit. The solicitor is working as rapidly as possible, but the record of the case is so voluminous and the work so tedious that he is not yet prepared for the hearing of the motion. The solicitor is working as rapidly as possible, but the record of the case is so voluminous and the work so tedious that he is not yet prepared for the hearing of the motion. The solicitor is working as rapidly as possible, but the record of the case is so voluminous and the work so tedious that he is not yet prepared for the hearing of the motion. The Solicitor General, in his study of the brief of evidence submitted by the Frank defense, has found a number of alleged inaccuracies. He has notified attorneys Luther Z. Rosser and Reuben R. Arnold, of counsel for Frank, of his findings, and attorney Leonard Haas has been delegated to go over the brief with the solicitor. It is almost probable that the changes desired by the solicitor can be threshed out by the attorneys out of court, and any corrections desired agreed upon by the attorneys, the matter will be fought out before Judge Roan and decided by him. In addition, Solicitor Dorsey has not yet secured all of the affidavits which he considers necessary to combat the defense's charge that jurors A.H. Hensley and M. Johenning were prejudiced when they were sworn as jurors. Among other things, the solicitor is trying to get are affidavits from each member of the jury relative to the charge of the defense that the jury heard the cheering for the solicitor. Several jurors not found. As yet, his attachés have been unable to reach several of the men who served on the jury. One of the jurors, F.V.L. Smith, is now in New York, attempting to secure possession of a $15,000 legacy left to him by a distant relative. The Solicitor General now expects to ask for a continuance of the motion from Saturday until Tuesday or Wednesday.